Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. So many parents are reaching out, asking about their little ones who follow them everywhere, who seem to need them close for every single moment. And I want you to know something right from the start. If this is your experience, you are not alone, not even a little bit. In fact, what you're experiencing is one of the most common and normal parts of early childhood development. And here's the really important part. It's actually a sign that you're doing something wonderfully right. Let me explain what I mean. When your 3 or 4 year old follows you from room to room, when they seem unable to play independently even for a few minutes, when they call for you the moment you step away, it can feel exhausting. I know that. The magic book knows that too. You might find yourself wondering, is something wrong? Am I doing this incorrectly? Should my child be more independent by now? And here's what the research tells us, and what the magic book has whispered to me through thousands of years of watching children grow. This behavior, this need for closeness, is actually a beautiful sign of secure attachment. Your child trusts you completely. They feel safe with you, and that safety is the foundation for everything else they'll learn. Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson from the American Academy of Pediatrics explains this so beautifully. She says that separation anxiety is an entirely normal behavior and a beautiful sign of a meaningful attachment. And here's the part that might surprise you. As children develop independence during toddlerhood, they may actually become even more aware of separations. Their behaviors can be loud, tearful, and difficult to stop. I know that sounds backwards, doesn't it? You might think, shouldn't they be getting more independent, not less? But here's the cosmic truth the magic book taught me. As your child's brain develops and they become more aware of themselves as a separate person, they also become more aware of what it means when you're not there. And that awareness can actually intensify their need to stay close to you. This is not a problem to fix, my friend. This is development unfolding exactly as it should. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics has done extensive research on play and child development, and they've discovered something wonderful. Independent play is indeed a critical skill. When young children engage in independent play, they develop essential abilities like self-regulation, creativity, problem-solving, and confidence. Play provides opportunities for fostering curiosity, language development, and so many other beautiful competencies. But here's the key. Independent play is a skill that develops gradually. It's not something we can rush or force. It's something we nurture, gently and patiently, while honoring our child's attachment needs. So how do we do this? How do we help our little ones build confidence for independent play while still honoring their need for connection? The research gives us some beautiful guidance here. First, we create consistent routines. Children build independence most successfully when they know what to expect. When the rhythm of the day feels predictable and safe, they can relax into moments of autonomous play. Second, we practice brief separations. Dr. Swanson suggests creating quick goodbye rituals and practicing being apart, even for short periods. This might mean you step into the next room for just 2 minutes while your child plays nearby. You're still close enough to hear them. They can call for you if needed, but they're discovering that they can manage a few moments on their own. Third, and this is so important, we offer warm reassurance rather than frustration. When we respond to our child's need for closeness with patience and understanding, we're teaching them that emotions are manageable and that they're not alone. This actually helps them develop better emotional regulation over time. The magic book showed me something else too. Recent research on social-emotional learning confirms that fostering independence and self-confidence in the preschool years creates a foundation for lifelong emotional health. But the key word there is fostering, not forcing, not rushing. Fostering, like tending a garden. And speaking of gardens, I want to tell you about a story that might help. It's called The Garden of Growing Steps, and it's about Milo and Nana discovering a magical practice garden where every small effort makes flowers bloom. In this story, Milo and Nana learn that their unique ways of trying are special gifts, and that building new skills happens gradually through gentle practice. When they discover that every small effort creates something beautiful, they learn to trust in their own abilities. This story is perfect for children who are learning to feel confident in their own efforts. After you read it together, you can create your own practice moments. Maybe your child explores building blocks nearby while you fold laundry in the same room. Maybe they color at the table while you prepare dinner just a few steps away. You're offering warm encouragement, you're staying close enough for comfort, but you're also helping them discover that their own efforts create beautiful results. The key is to start small and build gradually. 2 minutes of independent play nearby becomes 5 minutes. 5 minutes becomes 10. And all the while, you're there, offering that secure base they need. Here's something else the magic book taught me. This phase is temporary. It truly is. The child who follows you everywhere at 3 will not follow you everywhere at 13. I promise you that. This intense need for closeness is a phase of development, and like all phases, it will shift and change as your child grows. But the foundation you're building right now, the secure attachment you're nurturing, the patient support you're offering, that lasts forever. That becomes the bedrock of their confidence, their emotional health, their ability to form healthy relationships throughout their entire life. So when you're feeling exhausted, when you're wondering if you'll ever have a moment to yourself again, I want you to remember this. You are not doing anything wrong. Your child is not broken or overly clingy or too dependent. Your child is developing exactly as they should, and you are providing exactly what they need. The consensus among child development experts is clear. Children whose parents respond with patience and consistent routines rather than frustration develop better emotional regulation and show reduced anxiety over time. This phase represents healthy attachment, not a behavioral problem requiring correction. So be gentle with yourself, my friend. Honor your child's need for connection. Create those small moments of practice. Celebrate the tiny steps toward independence, and trust that you are building something beautiful. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, offering stories that help, wisdom that supports, and the reminder that you are doing a wonderful job. You can find the Garden of Growing Steps and so many other helpful stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to support your child's emotional growth and to remind them that they are capable, loved, and exactly who they're meant to be. Thank you for being here with me today, my wonderful friend. Thank you for loving your child so beautifully. And remember, every moment of closeness you share is building a foundation of trust and security that will last a lifetime. With love and starlight, Inara.